This is the sound that Glenwood Springs City officials and Colorado Department of Transportation workers hope not to hear when the Grand Avenue Bridge shuts down at 1 minute past midnight on Monday, August 14th. The bridge is scheduled to close for 95 days, and there were at least 100 people at the final public open house last week who weren't sure about the detour route through town, the bike paths, and other alternative transit options that the city and RAFTA have put in place to help ease traffic. The city hopes to reduce traffic by 35% per hour, particularly during the morning and afternoon commutes, says Graham Riddle, CDOT project engineer, when up to 1,800 vehicles travel through town.
So when people start talking about delay times, it all depends on the amount of traffic we have out there. We need to get 35% or one out of three cars. If you want to take the aggregate of that, that's about 700 vehicles per hour during those peak hours.
These figures apply to peak traffic headed up Valley toward Aspen between 6:30 and 9 a.m. and down Valley to Silt, Newcastle, and Rifle between 3:30 and 6:30 p.m. But that doesn't mean downtown streets will be congestion-free during other parts of the day.
We're going to be above 80% capacity pretty much any time the sun's up. Midday will still be better, but expect congestion. It's just going to kind of be a way of life throughout this detour.
Traffic delays will extend from I-70 exit 114 in West Glenwood all the way through town and up Grand Avenue to 27th Street. Here's a brief description of the detour through town, also known as the Downtown Squareabout. There are maps online if you get confused. So, let's say you're driving into Glenwood from Carbondale headed for Rifle. At 27th Street, traffic funnels into one lane all the way to 8th Street. At 8th Street downtown, you'll turn left, go over the Roaring Fork River, up the hill, then right on Midland and out to I-70 exit 114 in West Glenwood. With me so far? Okay. Now, let's say you're coming back to Carbondale. The route is reversed along Midland from West Glenwood. At the light at Midland and 8th, you'll make a left on 8th, go down the hill over the Roaring Fork River, and make a right on Colorado Avenue. Then things change up a little. After making a right on Colorado, you turn left onto 9th Street and a final right onto Grand Avenue. For over a year, the city and RAFTA have worked hard to develop transportation alternatives and to get the word out about cycling, walking, and taking transit to avoid the dreaded gridlock. But, says Graham Riddle, citizen involvement is key.
We need people to really look at their habits, because if they don't, our worst case scenario we have kind of modeled out is a 1 hour delay to get through Glenwood in that peak direction. If we can get people to change, we can get 700 vehicles off the road, 15-minute delays.
Amy Rhoda, Connie Kahn ProSense, and Heather McGregor attended the meeting and have plans in place for getting to and from downtown.
Amy Rhoda, I live in Ironbridge, in between Glenwood Springs and Carbondale.
What's your personal transportation plan during the Grand Avenue Bridge closure?
Well, I work in Rifle. So my plan is to change my work schedule. So I'll be going into work on Sundays, which I anticipate to be a little lighter. And then I'll be working Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm going to actually stay overnight with a friend. So I'll just, make it two trips instead of six trips. So yeah.
Connie Kahn ProSense. I live at 4 Mile Road, outside of Glenwood. Well, I'm a realtor, so that profession just makes it a little bit challenging to be able to not show homes, at a moment's notice, which, that's kind of a sporadic thing that we have to deal with sometimes. But I plan to drive down 4 Mile, park at a friend's in Park West, and ride my bike in as much as I can. Don't think that'll be every day, but, that takes kind of a lot of planning to bring all the things that you need to look professional and show property and be ready.
Heather McGregor.
I live in South Glenwood. I'll be working from home a lot. And I'll be riding my bike as much as possible. And then if I have to get in my car, I'm going to really plan it carefully so that the timing avoids those peak hours.
This sounds like it's going to be a real challenge for the town. What do you think are the odds of the city achieving its goal of 35% reduction of traffic?
I think we've got a pretty good chance, actually. I'm hearing from a lot of people that they're making alternative plans. That said, there's a lot of people that have to pass through the town in a car or a truck. And, I have high hopes that they won't be backed up too long, but it's really going to depend on us locals in a big way to help make that an easier passage.
The city has also asked neighborhoods to identify assets like parking and work and school carpools. Words like patience, cooperation, voluntary change, and teamwork studded the presentations at the meeting, but as of now, yoga has not been planned for the park and rides. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.